ABC News.
Telstra has admitted it's breached Australian consumer law and acted unconscionably towards Indigenous customers. The telco could face a penalty of up to $50 million after admitting sales staff sold phone contracts that consumers could not afford or understand. Telstra CEO Andy Penn says it's clear mistakes have been made.
Getting things right 100% of the time is incredibly hard in a large company like Telstra. However, when we do not, it is incumbent upon us to be transparent about it, admit our mistakes, apologise and put things right. And that is what we have been doing.
Well, for more on this, I'm joined by the chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Rod Sims. Rod, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
How significant is this admission from Telstra?
It's extremely significant. The whole episode is one of extremely bad behaviour. And I think one of the problems we've got here is providing financial incentives for sales in areas where you've got a lot of vulnerable consumers. You have to plan on the fact that bad things are going to happen. You have to have systems in place that check for that. And Telstra just did not have those.
So Telstra's boss, Andy Penn, says that it's right that the company admits its failings and apologises. I imagine that you were monitoring his press conference earlier today. What do you make of the telco's response?
Look, I'd say two things. First of all, let me just indicate, I mean, the behaviour that occurred by staff in these Telstra stores was quite amazing. I mean, you had average bills of over $300. Vulnerable people in Indigenous communities sold plans, as you said, that couldn't be afforded. But, you know, they were actually selling them things like data allowances when you travel overseas. So these people were paying for a fixed amount per day for a data allowance for an overseas trip they were never going to take. So Telstra were just, you know, they didn't have the systems in place. They were too slow to pick up the rumours that were running around and to get onto this and take action. So in that's all bad. I have to say, secondly, though, that Telstra have now, as Andy Penn indicated, they've stepped up and accepted they did the wrong thing. I had a call from the chairman of Telstra some 1 or 2 months ago, I guess, where they were clear that they'd done the wrong thing. So I think their apologies are genuine and they are putting remediation in place. But it should never have happened in the first place.
Well, the ABC has spoken to a Darwin-based financial counsellor, Tony Cork, who helped dozens of Indigenous people waive debts from Telstra contracts they didn't understand or that they couldn't afford. She says that court action against the telco is long overdue. How do you respond to those remarks?
Oh, I think that's absolutely fine. I've got no problem with that. I mean, I only point out that these cases take a long time to get ready for court. You've got to go and visit remote communities, get witness statements from people who are often, and this is an important point, these people were under great stress, they suffered extreme anxiety, and they suffered shame and embarrassment. So it does take time to get the statements from them. The court processes always take a long time. The importance, though, of the court processes is we've now got a statement of agreed facts in front of the court. Let's hope it's now all up to the court. Let's hope we get a very good judgment and a very good penalty that sends a message to corporate Australia. That's the important thing here. It's the deterrence message for Telstra in the future and for other companies not to allow this to happen.
Yeah, so what are the messages that the rest of the communications industry should be taking from this admission from Telstra?
I think it's beyond the communications industry, although that's important, but it's corporate Australia. If you have financial incentive schemes in place that you work up at senior management level at the board, they then are the incentive schemes you have for people much lower down in the organisations, you need to check that those incentive schemes, where they're paid according to sales or some well-defined KPI, you need to check that there's not bad behaviour going on to achieve those objectives. And if you've got the financial incentive, I mean, first of all, think about whether these financial incentive schemes are a good idea in the first place. But if you have them, put systems in to check. Otherwise, you are accountable for what goes wrong. And that's exactly what's occurred with Telstra.
Rod, always good to talk.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. That's Rod Sims there, the chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.